small again, maar het was meer een last.
Meer wat te doen.
Ja, ik know. Yeah. Unless I can read it.
Hey.
Right.
My screen is big.
Great, man. Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation. So
all right, great.
We can look at the agenda for this meeting.
Right.
Okay. Put some new things in the map.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. I have another shortcut. Well, our functional design meeting, it's the stage we're in. And you also, all three of you have prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, and we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but then we'll look at the three presentations from you.
Okay.
I think you're prepared for all, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll look at the new project requirements. We, I don't know, you also have received that mail? The new project requirements from our bosses?
No.
Oh, I've received them.
You're the only one.
Some additional requirements.
All right.
And I'll have a look. Well, I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide in this meeting what our function will be, and then we can discuss some more closing.
Do we have 40 minutes for this?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Rekke, the closing, we'll not look at it yet.
Right.
Now, look at that. I'll show that to this board. Well, notes first meeting. Yeah, I gave you just a presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors.
Right.
And look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases.
Uh-huh.
Not too many buttons, one recognizable button in the middle where you do the most important functions with, and well, they can have two functions because you have DVD and television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, the original, but also be familiar. It's one of our ideas. Yeah. Well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite hard.
Yeah.
But well, I have to do it. The materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from the Thijs. And well, the labeling of the buttons should be acceptable. It should be recognizable at all times.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like normal telephones. And the technical aspect, and also the labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas for the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext.
Okay.
Maybe
I
a new sort of thing, but not teletext.
It's not my place to
well,
disagree, I guess.
Second is a bit pity, because we just said we wanted to include the DVD and they don't want it because
right.
of our time we have for this project.
No,
all right. So that's a shame because especially for the third requirement, we want to reach people under the 30 years because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices that
yeah.
can...
let's forget about it, it's just time consuming,
yeah.
so we have to go
well,
on.
And our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe a color, and yeah, well, on our remote controls, the design has to be, well, as we already said, actually, actually familiar.
Yes.
Not only this, the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are a real fashionable company. I read it. I didn't know what company we design especially trendy, trendy stuff. So it has to be a modern design, and it's important to know when you design.
Yes. I noted our slogan we have, our company. It's we put the fashion in electronics.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have three presentations. You want to start?
Yeah, I think I have to start.
I didn't see anything about
that. Oh, no problem. I just have to to think which file is mine, because I was a bit in a hurry.
Okay. Well,
I think it's this one, but I'm not sure.
I have opened.
Yeah. See. All right. Yes. This is it. Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements. To start with these points, next sheet. At first I tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues. So we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience, or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all of the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses the control for just 10% of its capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot, thus it might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle, so you can reach it with your thumb. Yeah, you're right. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something, that you can find it very easily. I don't know. Maybe that's an idea, because it's a big. I think 50% of the users loses its control within the same room.
Yeah,
so
it can be used from the television, because it can also be used for other televisions. So if you deliver a small click-on device that you can put on your television that leaps to your remote control.
Yeah, but what if you lose your click-on device?
You can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
Another room, yeah.
No, but it specifically says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Yeah.
So, well, a beeping device would be. Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn. So the learning curve should be very short for the dumbest people should be able to use it. Yeah, but people don't read manuals.
They don't read?
Oh. No.
So it is useless to have one?
I think you should put more time in the design of pick up and use than a manual. Yeah, right.
It should always be a manual.
And it should be consistent with older remotes.
Yes. Okay.
I mean,
right.
If you don't recognize a button, who do they call?
Yeah, right. It should be there, the manual, but not to explain how the remote works.
And we don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it. Then I think.
We are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
Oh, right, right. Next point, RSE. Well, that's about 20%, I thought, but the designer should take it. should, how do you say that? Yeah, consider the consequences of using your remote. It should be good in your hand. Well, right, this is the most important part. Like the requirement said, we're going to specify, if we're going to target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that. So. It's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50 as production cost, we can't come towards an LCD.
Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if we want to, if we make lots of those stuff, maybe we can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
Your task to look into the costs.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any information on that. So, right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very costly. So,
difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important for the cell.
It's not yet standard development.
Well, I do think LCD is more reachable than speech recognition, so we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah, we'll consider both and see what.
Right.
We don't rule them out.
All right. I think that's it. I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes, so you can. Right.
See your presentation.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. Well, I don't know who is next. You got a.
Can I give a technical talk?
Yes. No, go ahead.
Well, just my task to explain or to point out a working design. How do you enlarge it?
F5.
Well, the one
design. Next button.
Well, alright, you know who I am and what I do. So, we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to copy paste something.
Alright.
It's actually black and white, but it became black and
purple.
I think you can read it.
Yeah. Bit.
Well, I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of a remote control. Well, you can see.
Maybe you can select it so it inverts.
I can select
the whole picture. No, never mind.
This is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. We have basically the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sensor, which is the LED, the bulb that sends the beam to the sensor.
Right.
And the source is, of course, the user. The user interface is the remote, the buttons, of course. And the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the receiver. That's the basic idea. Very basic. put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button that is pressed, of course. It uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb. Then the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with a DVD. If we had done that. And the button for
what we don't
TV.
Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have shown a couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And of course, if we're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic, basically the shape of a remote control. There's very little buttons. But it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart, and it's not very, not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly. If you look at the shape, it's just a simple long box shape. But we have to change a little bit to that, so that becomes more user friendly, and that problems like RG and those
right.
Don't
can I say something?
Don't occur, yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much, channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option, so that. But I think it's very important to make the power channel and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RC consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons.
Right. Make them big, make them easy to press.
You don't have to look
but
and search for them.
If you
right.
have the most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same,
yeah, right.
But
right.
If you would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's
yeah, that's right.
Things about RSE.
That's right. That's right.
But you can't have every button under the thumb.
No, but the
but
most important buttons. Maybe you can just put them a bit.
Yeah,
so you would
that's very important. And
reject RSE.
Maybe you can make for channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do like this. Like
yes, I've saw that on my mobile telephones. They also.
But is that usable? Do people when they pick up a remote know that they have to do that? It's a new feature.
Well,
you can make a double feature like a button on the top and. Under it.
Also, if someone puts picks
up
his remote, if someone puts up picks up his remote and he picks it, but he touches the side, and
yeah, he feels it immediately.
That's very irritating.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Right. Continue. Sorry.
No, this function should be needed, as you say, at the thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Should be well not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's basically as you said. I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very.
Yeah, that's right.
It's your part, it's your.
So yeah, you know, this is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And well, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still have this one. I had to delete this one. I had to make it. Schematic.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
We understand.
Clear,
we understand.
Yeah, it's clear.
All right.
That's
no.
Most important thing.
Nice. All right. Then Mike can give the third presentation. How late is did we start this presentation?
I don't know. I think about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Losing time. Losing
then
time.
Still the time. We do have to come to a decision.
Yeah, right. So.
So. SQL error.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing.
I don't think so.
there are different we all have different homepage.
Oh yeah?
Yeah,
different links.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Huh?
For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, I have my gimmick, user interface design. The method, well, I use my own experience with remotes to look at the remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
Yeah.
These are already in use.
Yes, these are from another manufacturer.
All right. Okay.
This one is engineering center, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user center.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I like user
center. Yeah, me too.
I like user center also the best.
We also.
Well, I thought that we would use the option to control the DVD also and teletext and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So I thought we would use more, need more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject that because of
yes,
the requirements.
Yeah.
That's why this is not relevant anymore.
All right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can't really see it different from different sides, but I think.
No, I should.
You can draw it if you can.
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of a removable front, so
mm-hmm.
we can customize.
Well, absolutely, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company, so we cannot just make someone.
Well, that's not the whole remote that changes.
No, but.
But
it's the side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it, then our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You can put the same symbol on every
yeah,
remote.
That's a must.
Like
you must have
you
that.
You can put it on the back side.
Yeah. Well, and
something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you put the front on it, there's a hole in the front, so
yeah,
the symbol's always
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the lowest part of the remote isn't touched
yeah.
by the front.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but let's not focus on the front.
Yes.
So
okay.
Well, so like I said, I thought we would use more functions. We had to include more functions, but we don't. So yeah.
All right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less, like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the Word document file?
Yeah, I will. I think for the remote, less is more. So the less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
With that concept, I think.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chose for the younger one. Research has shown that it's high interested in features. They are high interested in feature, but they are more critical of critical.
Younger,
so
yeah.
the younger audience. So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap, a little you can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some do.
Mm-hmm. But I think most functions underneath that
clap aren't used much.
Well, but because you say their features are important, they want
yeah, right.
a lot, but not.
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like
I think
LCD screens.
Yeah, but yeah. Here, look at these numbers. The newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so we must build in something, or they will go to the concurrent.
competitors,
right? So. I do think we have to have some features,
yeah.
even though they cost a little more.
Maybe we could, on some calculators. You have those little
right
LCD
right
that you can click on or something. Or you can click out of the remote, and if that gives you a little bit of status
like a ticker tape.
Yeah.
Which program you are watching or something.
Yeah,
those kind of things, because you also have those program recognition for your VCRs. And
yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
If
yeah, right.
If your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different different symbols on the screen.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example,
on your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it
yeah
really be clickable?
Not clickable.
Maybe.
No, 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 no.
Integrated.
Yeah,
so
just at the top. So when you sit like this, you can watch. I think it should be
it's
at the top.
Like on some radios in car, where it's walking.
Yeah, right. It's
a
ticker tape idea.
But that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator, or so. But the scrolling test.
Well, it's just one script.
It's just a script that keeps it rolling, and it's not. It's 5 minutes of time.
5 minutes of for programming.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
All right.
We go with the LCD screen.
Well, I think so. Yes.
Okay.
We still need to know how much that will cost.
Right. I don't know if I can find that.
No.
But
we'll
maybe
look at
we'll get that information
next time. Yeah. Right.
We can use this board again, I think. We can put some decisions about the controls we want. The issue with it. Where's my presentation?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. We should have a general idea of how it's going to look.
Well, we are here now, I think. These I've already given you. So we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
Right.
So we want to have a small LCD screen.
At the top.
That's special.
Should we start with the most important
at
part?
The top
LCD
or
screen.
At the bottom.
All right.
I think the top is more.
Start with the power button.
When you sit, how do you zap? You just sit in your chair with
the
remote.
With the LCD screen on the top, it gets
it's
a bit
terrible.
Unnatural, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom.
Yeah, but that's where your hand palm might be. Yeah, I don't know.
And then
we'll draw two, and then we see.
Maybe we should centralize the discussion here. Yeah, I don't know what.
he thinks.
Yeah,
right. He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that.
Yeah.
Well,
the ticker, the LCD is like. Like small, it's wide, it's not high, but.
Mike has a point because when I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the
bottom.
So and I like to use the ones
like
on the top.
Yeah, right, but
when I have to,
we're making a remote with.
I agree with you.
With a few functions, you know.
It's
well.
Also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator.
we don't want that.
Yeah,
we don't want that to look like a calculator. You want to look
it
like our original.
Yeah,
but
you don't have to throw an important aspect.
I take
it
home.
Like completely away because
maybe
you
take a
bitter
white.
With
format, yeah, format, line white.
Yeah, but that's not the problem. When I draw here, it.
It's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
Well,
a little bit.
It needs to be calibrated again. Well,
talk about that later.
Maybe you shoot another pen. Maybe it's better.
Where?
It's
all right. We have to make a decision now because we don't have much time.
Yeah.
I think we have a few functions and we can put the LCD above it, and still have lots of room at the bottom where you can put your hand.
I think it should be at the bottom.
at the bottom.
Oh yeah, oh
yeah.
yeah, I totally
So
agree.
We're two with VS2.
No, what if we
these
first decide the different functions?
Yeah.
Right.
Look
great.
At the design, because we have to decide this.
Yeah, we should summon the different aspects of the thing.
And moreover, I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
So your it's your job.
Well, of course,
we
have a power button, guys.
Well, you have to agree.
Yeah.
Right. It's like this.
All right. Let's keep it central.
Power button, setting buttons, LCD window, the number buttons.
Yeah.
General. No.
Yeah. Volume
control.
Yes.
Now let's look at your design.
The mute button. I love that one.
I think we should use something like this. The channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in a circle, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's
and
also design.
Control also.
Yes.
Alright.
Let's speak now.
Well,
but on this remote, these controls are for something else, a DVD player or something.
Yes, they are for some video.
Drop some of these
you should put that power button channel and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RSE was kind of true. When you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RSE is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more away from each other.
So people have to move their hands and they get less complaints of RSI.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position constantly with one hand.
That's what I always do because all my work buttons are
good
the same
to move
place.
From time to time.
Yeah,
people don't like it when their buttons are all over the place. They need to be centered.
We have to choose a
frequency of button use.
Yes.
Channels are most used within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can see. So the channel buttons should be far apart, I think, up and down.
No, I don't see.
Up and down, far apart from each other.
Never. You thinking about RSE?
Yeah.
Well,
look at the frequency. Nee, not too much, but.
The other two frustrations are far more important. So
I think you can have the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control.
Well, for example, the power
button
you can.
Well, they're used four times.
If someone
hour,
is
so.
Constantly is zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside because I have.
No. I totally agree.
So
but
that one
just
can be put away.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I agree.
Power button should be left at the top.
And
yes.
should be red.
Oh man, 5 minutes. Yeah.
Right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yeah.
The most important things we have to.
How are we going to do it with those numbers?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well.
It's pretty
nice if we could just draw a simple.
I do think you have to keep it central now. Just
yes.
you decide that, and
yes. All right.
Ready.
Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface, so I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make a consensus with Thijs.
Well, consensus.
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So. Top or bottom?
Well, I still think it's quite important.
Yes, it is.
We have it at the top, so you say familiarity isn't important. But
well, what if we're going to now decide about the functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right, these functions.
But we do have an LCD.
Yes,
so
that's all right.
Yeah, okay.
The number function.
That's enough.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do two number digital?
No.
How do you want it to do then?
Just when you
it has to recognize
one
as there can still come more.
Oh, yeah. If you oh,
like
on most TVs, if you press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes,
it recognizes it.
Right, so no button for that.
That's very
no.
No. Okay. Anyone? Any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
Do you still have the pictures over there? Yeah, that's about it. You do need multi or did no, like this one. You do need.
No,
then
we just.
Yeah, I know, but are we? All right.
Oh.
No, okay.
Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So, just for television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most usable this way.
It has very basic function.
Teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. We have those buttons about. And there are two important ones we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider and
yeah,
less wide. And the button that you can go to A for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath a clap.
Those two, or it's just two?
No.
And
just two under
a desk.
We can make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, right.
Or at the top. Your LCD scanner is going to go.
You can put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated. You
yes,
can just put it somewhere. They
yeah,
aren't used much. Not as much as those others. So
no, they can be smaller round.
Yeah,
a
bit
buttons
smaller. And well, and I think more at the bottom. Yeah, or at the top, yeah. What do you think, those buttons?
Well, I think they should in an isolated part of the remote.
And where? Well, we present it later. We have it, and we design later where everything
yes
goes.
Well, any other...
Well, if you well, take those... if you
go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but you can zap to the video channel from
zero
to...
Yeah.
No, not at my remote.
Yeah, zero is a different channel than
but
yeah, but when you zap down zero,
yes,
you get to Avi.
Yes,
I don't. I go to 99.
well, whatever.
I can go to video
that's the button.
But it's easy to go into... if you are at channel 55 and you want to... go immediately to the video channel. You have to push to
no,
get
you can
below
push zero.
It's more
yeah
easy to get to
yeah,
the specific
one button.
Is,
I use it.
Yeah, but if we're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have to set the channels. All these different buttons you have
buttons
to.
I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
I
incorporate settings. Plus and down.
You have one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust
right
the...
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one? Four?
For a screen of channel setting.
Yeah, to... yeah, of course, to configure...
Program. Right.
Program the okay button. oh, you always have in the center an okay button.
Yeah,
for your menu button.
You should, yeah, I think that's important.
General setting, menu.
And the settings to change the brightness. The settings to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Channel, yeah.
So anyone
save.
G.
Yes, save.
The menu button is also important.
Yes, I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
No menu.
Big things like... contrast and brightness should be
in the menu.
Yes.
And you can then adjust it with the shutting button, for example.
Yeah,
because the shutting buttons aren't used if you are in the menu.
Guys, we're going to get to our rooms and we'll decide on our own, I think.
Great.
Yeah.
Alright.
Well, see you. We have lunchtime, by the way.
Ah. Okay, relaxed. Get into my belly.